Earlier this month, amid the rising cases of COVID-19 infections in New York, the state's teachers union launched a website to track cases directly or indirectly tied to schools. To discuss this tool and much more, we spoke Tuesday afternoon to Andy Pallotta, president of New York State United Teachers, which is also an underwriter of our show. Welcome back to the show, Andy.
Thank you for having me.
So the new website, nysutcovidtracker.org, includes a mapping feature with district-by-district information reported to your union, NYSUT, about cases that could affect your teachers. What was the impetus for launching this tool, and did you feel like there was some sort of niche that just wasn't being filled?
I think having something like this gives even more voice to our staff in schools and also communities around the state. So in order to have a consistent, constant flow of information and also to give that voice to people that are in the school district throughout the state.
How do you go about collecting this information, and how has it been used so far in the brief time it's been up for?
Any staff member can report, any community member can report, and it is kept confidential. We then see this information at NYSUT headquarters and disseminate it around the state for our staff to work on. Also, we will deal directly with the governor's office on information that we receive. It is also expedient as far as time to get this done. When we get these reports, they're in real time, so if there's a crisis in some way that can be managed more quickly, we believe that this COVID tracker is just one more tool in the toolbox to keep school communities safe.
When you report things that you learn about through the website to either school district officials or, as you say, the governor's administration, how responsive are they? Do they seem to take your concerns seriously and then go about investigating what's been reported?
Yes, definitely. They are taking it seriously. And we have had some districts where, for whatever reason, they're not taking some part of keeping schools safe seriously. So if there's a district that is having a mask problem, they're not taking that seriously. If it's a social distancing issue, and we can alert the governor's office to that, they have been very quick to respond and get in touch with that district. So it's been helpful so far. And the main thing is to make sure that we capture the concerns of our membership and communities around the state and transfer that to someone who can take care of it. So it's been very useful thus far.
Moving forward, do you think this is something that's going to stay up and remain active through 2021 and, God forbid, beyond, depending on what the COVID situation is like in New York?
Yes, I would hope it's not around for a long time, but we're going to keep this COVID tracker up for as long as it takes. As long as this issue is with us, and it has been with us for a long time, we just feel that having this additional tool used and being valuable is something that we would just continue to do. Getting that information, working on it, and putting pressure. Sometimes the pressure that we can put on a situation brings resolution.
Are there any common concerns that have been raised repeatedly throughout this process that make you think that there are, you know, larger, I guess, mistakes being made by school districts that need to be addressed from a statewide perspective and not just with each individual instance that pops up?
Right. Well, we had pushed from the beginning of this for a statewide mask policy in the schools, right? So wearing a mask all day except for mask breaks, right? That was our position. Over 500 school districts did follow the mask mandate policy in schools, but about 200 didn't. So that has been a statewide issue because those districts are spread out around the state. So this has been helpful just in that mask PPE issue, which I feel if we had the mandate from the state, we wouldn't even have this issue at this point. But, you know, it has been worked on, and the COVID tracker has been a good tool to get that information to the governor's office, to a local school district.
As we've seen spikes around the state of the virus, the governor has utilized targeted containment zones, which have had the effect in some of these areas of requiring schools to transition to remote learning. What do you think of this process so far? Does it seem like it's appropriate?
I think it is appropriate. We support the zones that have been created. We think that it does isolate the surge in COVID cases. So we have had our meeting with NYSERDA's board of directors. They also support this. Where there are hotspots, the mandatory random testing of everyone in the school community. So as long as it's done according to fairness and it is done in a way that very much for everyone's value. We don't want to just give tests for the sake of giving tests. We want to keep everyone safe by giving the test.
What's your impression of in-person learning when it comes to its, I guess, role in transmitting the virus? Do you find that these are actually big areas of transmission, especially compared to other activities that we're engaged in society, like indoor dining or just going to retail stores?
I think, you know, some of the risky behaviors like going to a bar are always going to be worse than going to school, right? There are structures within a school environment. And as long as school districts are following those structures, we'll be in a better place. There is no way of saying that there is no community spread in a school district, but I think if everyone is following the social distancing, the mask policy, the washing of hands, we are definitely able to mitigate it. But there are instances of, you know, several hotspots around the state that if they didn't close those schools, it would have gotten worse.
We're speaking with Andy Pallotta, president of New York State United Teachers. Next week is the Thanksgiving break. Are you concerned that there's going to be a spike in cases immediately after that holiday?
Well, it certainly could be. Every piece of information that we get says that if people do a lot of traveling and they are with people that they do not live in the same household, that there is much greater chance of the transmission being higher. So we'll definitely be watching that. And if we see that the different zones are expanding, we'll know that it probably took place because of the Thanksgiving holiday. It is something that is heavy on people's minds. They've been isolated for so long. They want to be with family. They want to be with friends. And we're just saying follow every single policy that has been in place that has kept New York at a lower transmission level than other states and even surrounding states like Connecticut and Pennsylvania, were so much lower because of some of the policies that are in place.
I think there's about 4 weeks of school that's scheduled for after the Thanksgiving break and before the Christmas break. Do you think school districts should maybe just play it safe and after the Thanksgiving holiday stay in remote learning for that extended period through the Christmas break? Or do you think that's playing it too safe?
Well, I think we always say we are on the side of caution. So school districts do have the ability to go fully remote if that's what they would like to do. So some are. Many are in a hybrid model. So I think we go forward with the way we've been doing it now, with the zones and the continual testing. I believe that the testing is helping everyone know where the COVID cases are rising. So I support the hotspot testing and closures. Where it's feasible to go hybrid, that's great. Where it's feasible only to go remote, then we support that too.
By all reports, it appears we're going to have a COVID-19 vaccine ready for distribution in 2021. When that does become available, do you think it should be mandatory for adults working in schools to get vaccinated?
I think our folks are looking at that question right now. Our membership throughout the state has many opinions on this, and we will be discussing these opinions with NYSERDA Board of Directors and also our leaders, our local leaders throughout the state, to see exactly where they fall within mandatory vaccinations. Right now we're getting different opinions. So definitely we're not there yet where we have a formal opinion on this.
What are some of the arguments theoretically against a mandatory vaccination process for adults working in schools?
Well, I think it's just like any other mandatory dictate coming from the government would be, is it necessary? Is this something that can be superimposed? So there'll be plenty of discussions, and I believe lively discussions on this. Will it be mandatory for everyone? Will all of all first responders have it in time? Will teachers be the next ones that are requested to do it? These are questions that we have just barely started to scratch the surface on.
As you consider this process, do you anticipate your union would bring in, say, its own scientific experts to examine the need? Or on something like that, would you defer to the experts, say, in state government and at the Department of Health?
Well, we definitely respect the health experts in government. We also know that we have a very valuable experts at our national affiliates, the AFT and the NEA, that are looking at these same questions, these same situations on a national level. So we would want to work hand in glove with them as we go forward.
And could this also be an issue that ends up getting, I guess, discussed locally amongst the individual chapters of your union, amongst their bargaining units and the school districts they work for?
There will definitely, most definitely, be discussions locally. Where do they stand? And also, we will have to take it on a national view. So that's why belonging to the AFT and the NEA comes in handy during these times of national crisis.
Do you think you'll get a vaccine when it becomes available?
I would think that I think everyone will make a personal decision. Well, we could just say this year I took the flu shot, right? So everybody has their right to their own opinion on taking vaccines.
Well, we've been speaking with Andy Pallotta. He is president of New York State United Teachers. Andy, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You take care of yourself.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.